with a whole lot of people content to just warm a pew, while the work of the Lord gets left undone or done by the faithful few. But when the good Lord saved me, I know he gave me a job to carry on. So I better get going, there's seeds to be sowing, gotta keep on.
Keep on keeping on. That's from Hope's Call, and welcome to Gospel Time. I'm your host, Dave Rigg. During this half hour, it's going to be my privilege to bring to you the gospel of Jesus Christ in song. Here's one from the Lesters, and I Believe in the Lord. You're listening to Gospel Time.
I believe that Jesus is the Son.
Believe he bore my sin and changed my life.
the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 6, we find the words of the Lord Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Would you pause just a moment with me for a word of prayer? Our dear Lord Jesus, we have chosen to make heaven our destination when life here on this earth ends. And so, Lord Jesus, our prayer today is that you would help us to follow the map that you have provided. Protect us from the detours that would lead us off the course. And dear Lord Jesus, help us to find joy in the journey along the way. It's in your precious and holy name that we pray, and amen.
Keep the pace, 'cause Satan never lets up in his fight for winning place. But I have the Lord to guide me every step along the way. So when Satan comes against me, you can always hear me say, that's no hill for a climber, that's no battle for a child of God. Satan's already been defeated, and the victory has been won. Jesus won the final Calvary when he died for you and me. Now Satan, get behind me, 'cause I claim the victory. Every time I try to do a little something for the Lord, Satan tries to block my path and keep me from my goal. But I don't care how high the hills may seem to be today, I'll take my Savior by the hand and he'll help me when I say, oh, that's no hill for a climber, that's no battle for a child of God. Satan's already been defeated, and the victory has been won. Jesus won the final Calvary when he died for you and me. Now Satan, get behind me, 'cause I claim the victory. Oh, that's no hill for a climber, that's no battle for a child of God. Satan's already been defeated, and the
bless my family, bless my children, and bless blah, 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 blah.
This is Elizabeth George. I remember the day as if it were yesterday. It was my 10th spiritual birthday. I dropped my children off at school and was at my desk, resting before God and rejoicing for being His child. I thought back over the years and with tears of gratitude prayed, Lord, what do you see missing in my spiritual life? The immediate response was all too clear. Your prayer life. That day I wrote in my journal, I dedicate and purpose to spend the next 10 years developing a meaningful prayer commitment. What an exciting time it has been putting into motion a complete prayer makeover and in the process becoming a woman after God's own heart.
Let's listen to this song from the Magruders. It's called How Can I Hold My Peace?
How can I hold my peace when he bought my liberty? How can I hold my peace when my soul has been good Lord's done for me. I've got to sing and shout since he set my spirit free. One drop of blood is all it took when my soul passed Calvary. I ask you, how can I hold my peace? How can I hold my peace when he's done so much for me? How can I hold my peace when he bought my liberty? How can I hold my peace when my soul has victory? I ask you, how can I hold my peace? How can I hold my peace when my race is almost run? How can I hold my peace when my crown's already won?
I can't hold it.
How can I hold my peace when the job's already done?
I ask you,
how can I hold my peace? How can I hold
my peace
when he's done so much for me? How can I hold
my peace
when he bought my liberty? How can I hold my peace when my soul?
Tell it everywhere I go.
How can I hold my peace? How can I hold
my peace
when he's done so much for me? How can I
hold my peace
when he bought my liberty? How can I hold
my peace
when my soul is victory? I ask you, how can I hold my peace? I ask you,
it is right that I should feel as I do about all of you, for you have a very special place in my heart. We have shared together the blessings of God both when I was in prison and when I was out, defending the truth and telling others the good news. God knows how much I love you and long for you with the tender compassion of Christ Jesus. I pray that your love for each other will overflow more and more, and that you will keep on growing in your knowledge and understanding. For I want you to understand what really matters, so that you may live pure and blameless lives until Christ returns. May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, those good things that are produced in your life by Jesus Christ. For this will bring much glory and praise to God. Philippians chapter 1, verses 7 through 11, from the Holy Bible, New Living Translation.
This is Gospel Time, a radio ministry. We depend upon your prayers and financial support to keep us on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help us, write to us at Gospel Time, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write us today.
Now on Gospel Time, it's hymn time.
Jesus is calling. pleading, pleading for you and for me. Why should we linger and heed not his mercies, mercies for you?
Not to be moral.
When you meet temptation and the urge is very strong,
that is the moral question.
The answer to that question depends on you.
The choice is yours.
And so are the consequences.
So choose wisely.
But how?
Our culture's lack of morals
doesn't make it very easy.
Take the straight, narrow path, and if you start to slide,
that's where the Bible comes in.
Daniel chapter 3 answers the moral question.
The Bible guides your conscience on the straight path.
And always let your conscience be your guide.
Remember, God gave you your conscience.
Conscience is that still, small voice that people won't listen to. That's just the trouble with the world today.
To be moral
or not to be moral?
That is the moral question.
Be serious about integrity and morals.
God is.
Morals. From Daniel chapter 3 in the pages of Our Daily Bread.
Here's a song from the Journeyman Quartet. It's called He Included Me.
Yes, He included me. I'm so glad He included me. When He shed His blood on Calvary, He looked ahead in time, and He made all of heaven mine. Yes, my Lord included me.
In the beginning, God created a man in His image. It was a wonderful plan, but Adam listened to Satan's advice. He took all the fruit and he didn't think twice. So Adam needed to be completely restored. And though this happened long before I was born, Jesus looked ahead and He saw my need. He included me.
Yes, He included me. I'm so glad He included me. When He shed His blood on Calvary, He looked ahead in time, and He made all of heaven mine.
should have left me alone. Instead, you sought me and bought me and made me your own. You shouldn't have given me a mansion of worth. Eternal sorrow is what I really deserve. Still, you reached way down and saw my need. I'm thankful you included me. Oh, yeah.
Yes, he included me.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad he included me.
Grandma Wilson's toilet to flush.
I'm sure she really appreciates it, Stew Bob.
Doreena May, she told me that the Johnsons are using their warehouse to house the homeless. We ought to do something like that.
Like what?
Something big for God, like letting the homeless sleep in our garage.
We have a carport.
Well, that don't work.
You do quite a bit, dear.
Doreena May, everybody I know is doing big things for God. Maybe we could feed the poor by growing corn or something in the backyard.
Stew Bob, we can touch the fence from the back door. You do a lot for the Lord. They may not be big, but they're just as important.
Like what?
You unclog Grandma Wilson's toilet.
The Johnsons are housing the homeless. And me? I unclog toilets. I can see the people filling the churches now.
Small things are important, too. If everyone fed thousands or housed the homeless, then Grandma Wilson's toilet would never flush.
A message from Lifeline Productions.
Yeah, I'll bet you never thought of it that way, did you? Huh? It's those little things that mean a lot, too, to the Lord. Here's one from Signature Sound, and I have seen the Lord.
Blinded by her tears, she didn't recognize the Lord she loved was standing right before eyes. Then he said her name, and the moment that she heard, a flame was lit within her that flowed out in his blood.
He's alive. What glorious news
Well, that's all the time they're going to give us for today's Gospel Time program. A reminder that Gospel Time stays on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station because of your prayers and your financial support. If you'd like to help us, here is our mailing address. It's Gospel Time, Post Office Box 68, Bone Gap, that's B-O-N-E-G-A-P, Bone Gap, Illinois, and our zip code is 62815. Thanks for listening to our program today. Until our next radio broadcast, if the Lord's willing, this is Dave Rigg asking the Lord to richly bless you.